Hey guys, Nelly here. Just a fair warning before like I get into the questions. I am like just getting off being sick. So if my voice is like kind of a little like different, it's probably gonna be different for a while. I'm better now, mostly. I just have a like cough. I'm sorry if you can hear my cat. He's trying to get in my room right now, but he can't because he'll, like, brush up against my microphone and stuff. So I'm sorry if you hear him in the background. And yeah, I'll try and make this as, like, relaxing as possible, but there might not be that much editing. I'm going to kind of categorize the questions. So it's easier if you just want to, like, know one thing or you don't want to know some things. All the, like, wholesome stuff is going to be answered first. And then all the other ones will be at the end. So, yeah. I just wanted to let you guys know that. But, so anyway. The first question. By the way, I asked these questions, like I asked you guys to leave questions a couple weeks ago, and you guys commented and DM'd me questions, so yeah. The first one is, how is your day? My day is doing really good, thanks for asking. It's right now, it's almost 3:35. In the morning? Yeah. So, my day is going pretty good. It's technically, like, early morning, but still the next day, so it's going pretty good. What gave me inspiration for ASMR / voice acting, and have I done any other VA work outside of ASMR, such as animations, games, audio dramas? Good question. So, I have answered this before on YouTube, but I want to kind of answer it a bit more personally, since that's kind of what I wanted to do with this Q&A on Patreon anyway. I did get into ASMR because of ASMR, but I also got into it because of my friends. One of my really close friends, they always said that I had a really, I guess, like, unique voice, and, like, I was kind of, like, soothing, and my cadence is relaxing to listen to. Kind of gave me that push to try ASMR, and I used to listen to it, when I had really bad anxiety, I used to listen to it. And then when I started doing ASMR, I kind of stopped listening to other people's content. It's just kind of hard to listen to it when you create it. I can't really explain it that well, but it just doesn't, I guess, feel the same when you do create it yourself. Versus if you're just the consumer of it. But, yeah, so moving on to the other part of the question. I have done voice work outside of, ASMR. I've always been a very artistic person. So, I was involved with the arts and, like, a lot of more, like, showy things. So, I did a lot of, animation voice work. And I did a lot of stuff in school and for, college projects, I guess. I did other things. Nothing super official. I don't have the confidence for that. But I've done, video games for college kids for, like, their, final projects sometimes, or, like, things that they're working on. And I did that sometimes in high school, like senior year, I just started doing that. And then when I got into college, I started doing it. And now, when I have time around my studies, I still do it. So, yeah, I hope that answered that question. What's your favorite video game? That's a good question. If you're part of my Discord survey, which most of you probably are, you'll know it's Animal Crossing. I love Animal Crossing. So I'd probably say that's my favorite game, but I play a variety of different games when I have the time, but Animal Crossing is like a safe game, like safe spot for me and like a safe space and like it's really relaxing. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Okay. What microphone do you use? I love your audios because it has a unique closeness that gives me tingles. Is there any microphone you want to upgrade? Yeah, upgrades like buy slash upgrade too. Okay. I use the Blue Yeti microphone, I'm pretty sure. And then I just kind of like messed around with the settings a lot, and I record in a very quiet room. But yeah, I just use that microphone. And as far as upgrading, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, people have asked if I was going to upgrade to the one that's like other ASMRs use things like the more like surround sound, like tingly one. I don't forgot the name of it. But I haven't really thought about it that much. Mostly because they're really expensive and I'm still trying to like pay for some books. But yeah, so I haven't really thought about it for like right now, but definitely for the future, I think I would probably look into upgrading it to a different microphone or using this microphone and another one for like different audios and purposes and stuff. But yeah, I'm glad that you think my audios are super like close. I do speak really close to my microphone, so a lot of the times you guys can hear like my breaths when I don't edit them out, so sorry if that's annoying. But yeah, so I guess that's like kind of how it sounds. But anyway, okay, now we're gonna go into more like the spicy ones because y'all had a lot of questions. Okay, so the first one is, out of all the voice roles, so far, which one would you say is the closest to the real you? Personality, kinks, etc. Ooh, I don't know, it's a hard one. With every audio, I try and make it. Ooh, with every audio, I try and make it as personal as I can, with still staying to the character that's supposed to be in the audio. Because if I can't really connect, I guess, with the character or the idea that's in the audio, it's kind of hard for me to perform well. But I would say the closest one. Oh, I know it's a hard one. I would say any of the roles that I've done that's more of like the like caring side, not so much of the like bratty kind of thing. I have my bratty moments, don't get me wrong, but I'm more of like a very, very relaxed person and I'm not super like bratty. So I'd say any of the roles that I really just like caring, relaxed, chilled. That's more me. I say that's probably that one. I'd probably say that I'd like put one audio to it. Probably either. I don't know, my goodness. I would say maybe the little sister, like the best friend's little sister audio that's gonna be coming out soon. Or ooh, that one's not out yet. one that will be coming out soon. Audio is pretty close to my kinks, but yeah. Yeah. I hope that was like a roundabout way of answering the question. But yeah. It isn't funny. I'll just ask for some of those spicy audios you've made are just looking up stewing mashed potato sounds and mac and cheese sound effects. Okay, funny thing with that. So when I first started doing like NSFW audios, the sound effects were definitely the I guess like nerve-wracking part of the audio, because I'm pretty confident and like comfortable recording them now, but when I first started, I didn't feel comfortable like making sounds like those sounds. So, I would like find different objects in my room or like those things like sound similar, and I would just record my own audio. So it's I have never used food, but I've used like different things to make those sound effects. But nowadays, most of the sound effects, if I can, are very realistically done. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. Oh, that did make me laugh. Okay, this one was asked kind of a lot. I do want to ask, are you a Switch with a preference? I am a Switch with a preference. It really depends on the person, but I am very much a Switch down the middle. I am good with doing either. I tend to be more submissive with someone that's more dominant, and I tend to be more dominant with someone that's more submissive. It's just, again, depends, but I do prefer submissive, but being dominant is just as fun, so I don't know. It's weird. I'd say submissive would be a preference. Like 2% more than dominant. Yeah. What gave me the inspiration to transition into NSFW content? What series has been your favorite so far? And final one, what series are you most excited to continue? The transition into NSFW content. Best way to describe it is I've always found it entertaining and fun. Everyone probably will have a very different reason, but my main reasoning for it was I just found it intriguing and I wanted to have a go at it. And I've always found it enjoyable for me to be very talkative during that. So I thought it would be entertaining for me to make content like that. And yeah. yeah, so that was kind of my inspiration, or I guess reason I decided to do NSFW. But yeah, it was really, it's really fun. and then the series. I'd probably say my favorite so far would be I don't know. I'd probably say the favorite one I've done would be Best Friend's Older Sister. That one has been so fun to make. I really enjoyed it. It's not technically done yet. For YouTube, it might be done, but for Patreon, there's a little bit more content with it. But, Best Friend's Older Sister was really fun, and it was very, personal. Like, I was able to get into character really easy with that one, so yeah. And what am I most excited to continue? Older Roommate for YouTube and for Patreon. I'm excited to make a series just for Patreon only, which would be the Best Friend's Little Sister, which I recorded a part for before I got sick. And it was really fun to create. yeah, I'd say that one's the one I'm excited to make. Okay, this one is a longer one. And I got asked this on YouTube as well, but I'm not as comfortable answering that on YouTube as I am on here. And they tacked on some other stuff, but they asked, what nationality am I? Just curious. And what are your top kinks? Good question. For my top kinks. It depends what mood I'm in. If I am feeling submissive, probably. If I only could choose three, I'd probably say daddy kink is up there, oral fixation, and probably breeding kink. And then if I'm feeling dominant, I really just kind of go off what my partner's kinks are, and what the other person is into. Again, like, I'm a really open person, so, you know, it's kind of what they're into. But definitely, I'm more of a pleasure dom, so I just kind of focus on them a lot more. But I would definitely say the biggest one when I am dominant is probably, oral, either giving or receiving. So yeah, this is like the biggest one for like dominant. But yeah, anyways, I think that's all the questions I got. Yeah, I think that's all of them. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I love you really, really, really a lot. And I'm hopefully going to get around to everything this month. I am still getting over the cold, flu, I had the flu. I'm still getting over the flu, but I'm slowly getting better. I still just have a cough and like respiratory stuff, but yeah, I'm really excited to do some of your guys's custom audios. But yeah, anyways, I love you guys all so much. I just want to let you guys know that I love you again. And this is really fun to do, so I might do this more often. Anyways, I love you all so much. And I hope you guys have a nice sleep. Probably because you guys are going to be watching us to go to bed. So, I love you.